everybody, and welcome to our podcast. Today's podcast is all about bedtime with children and bedtime routines. My name is Helena, and I am mum to a 14-year-old boy.
And my name's Mark, and I'm a dad to a 3-year-old boy.
So we both have quite different experiences at the moment in terms of bedtime routines. Would you agree, Mark?
Yes, I would imagine so. I would hope so. Yeah.
So, my first question, Mark, is what is your son's bedtime routine like?
Well, it is quite a struggle at the moment. I think so. Our routine is the bath is the first thing. In fact, actually, potty sitting time is the first thing before the bath, and then we go on to the bath, followed by, well, drying, getting him dressed, getting his pajamas on, having some milk. He still has nightly milk, and toothbrushing, followed by a story or two stories. In fact, we do. This is book reading, and then get him into a sleeping bag. And then I tell him, I try to make up a story before we go up. I take him up to bed.
So three
And
stories then, rather than two in total.
three stories,
Three
yes, three
stories.
in total. I would say that every section of that, every part of that is a potential struggle because I don't think my son is unusual. He uses stalling tactics at every possible moment. So he will do his best to make everything last as long as possible and to find any excuse not to do the things that he is supposed to be doing, which may mean it's impossible to get him into the bath. And then at that point, baths are the worst thing in the world. Then once he's in the bath is the best thing in the world and it's impossible to get him out of the bath. So yes, we have found that we have to be on our toes the entire time in order to react to the challenges that he is putting in front of us. So that is our experience at the moment. Did you have a similar experience when your son was young?
So I think the bedtime story made me smile because it was definitely supposed to be just one or two bedtime stories, but it turned into five or six bedtime stories. My hope was that he would drift off to sleep quickly, but he never did, unfortunately. He liked to stay up quite late, and so he was always saying, "Mum, I'd like a drink of water," or "Mum, I'd like another story," or "Mum, have you seen my blanket?" He wouldn't be able to go to sleep without his blanket. It was a colourful blanket with lots of frogs all over it. And for some reason, he took a liking to it and he decided he couldn't sleep without that blanket. But it was often getting lost everywhere. So I had to always search out that blanket before he went to sleep. So
Was it possible to buy a second blanket exactly the same, or would he have known?
I think he would have known. Yes, I do think so. So unfortunately, that wasn't really a possibility, but he still has the blanket. It didn't disappear completely, and he actually has it in his room today, but not maybe on his bed in order to go to sleep, as he's a bit older.
Well, I was going to ask, obviously, he is that bit older now, so I presume that it has changed quite a lot, the routine involved with bedtimes now. What is involved with your son's bedtime now? What is the routine?
Yeah, so it's very different, I would say. It's definitely not the same in the sense that it's very, very strict, and there are lots of things I have to do with him. If he wants to go and brush his teeth, he'll go and do that, rather than me telling him to, hopefully, anyway. He doesn't get wound up so easily if I tell him to stop what he's doing, but he does like to play computer games quite late. That is a bit of a struggle now. And I'm sure you'll have that to look forward to, Mark, one day.
Yes, I'm sure I will. I do remember that from my teenage years as well, actually, from the other side. When you tell him that it's time to go to bed, how long does it take him to get off his computer games?
Well, I think generally he has a different concept of time to me. Yes, it's very different for teenagers. So that's quite a struggle. He thinks he's only been playing for 10 minutes when, in fact, it's been 2 hours. So I'm a bit of a monster if I tell him to get off the computer. He gets quite annoyed, but he does get off the computer eventually, and he usually goes to sleep fairly quickly after that. But he doesn't like to get up in the mornings, so that is a bigger challenge. Was it similar for you, Mark, as a teenager? Did you like to sleep in?
Yes, that was definitely how things went. Bedtimes weren't such a problem, I think, for my parents anymore. But there was a struggle in waking us up in the morning, and my mum would, similar to what we're trying now with my son and his bedtimes, my mum would have certain tactics she would use, including she would walk in first thing, very nice and upbeat, very gentle. She would give us a glass of orange juice and sing a nice gentle song to try and wake us up. Then the next time she would come in, the song would become, or the songs would become gradually more annoying and louder each time, until eventually she would just rip the cover from on top of us and say, "Get out of bed." She didn't quite go to the extremes of throwing water over us,
Yeah,
but
I was
it
going to
wasn't
ask
far
about
off.
that.
And how about you? Do you remember when you were a teenager whether it was difficult to get you up?
Yeah, so I think compared to my son, I got up a little bit earlier than him. I must say, though, I am one who enjoys a good lie-in in the morning, especially at the weekend. So I don't really like the idea of getting up at the crack of dawn, waking up really early, but I definitely got up a little bit earlier than my son. And usually it was my dad who'd come and knock at the door and just say, it's 10 a.m. now, it's, time to get up. And then usually we would. But I remember my brother didn't enjoy getting up, which is probably because he was also playing computer games quite late at night. So that might be a
Right.
reason.
I think that is normally, well, I say this, I don't know about the experience with girls because I'm not a girl and I don't have a girl of my own, but certainly for boys, I think waking up in the morning is quite, I think it's quite common for boys to be really not too keen to do that. And certainly my brother and I enjoyed a nice lie-in whenever we could. So yeah, so I would agree with you there. So one other thing we were talking about was lullabies, the idea of lullabies or songs, music that can get help your child to go to sleep. And for me, lullabies, or a particular lullaby, has always been very important to me. There's a particular lullaby I remember my mum singing to me when I was very young, and that has stuck with me all my life. And I feel really, it was an important thing for me to pass that on to my son. So every night, including now, certainly lullabies were a big thing when he was a baby, but now I will still sing him that particular lullaby before saying goodnight. It does start with the line, "Go to sleep, my baby," and he has now started to object to the line, "Go to sleep, my baby," so I've had to change it to, "Go to sleep, my big boy." Otherwise he won't, he's not happy. But otherwise I think that is something that is important to me, and he seems to really love it, and he will sing it himself now as well, which is really lovely to hear.
Oh, that's lovely,
Have you
Mark.
ever thank you have you ever sung lullabies at all?
Well, I think what you mentioned, it's a lovely tradition to keep going. I like the idea of singing lullabies. I must have sung some lullabies to my son, but it's such a long time ago that I've actually forgotten which lullabies he liked. I wish I'd actually written it down. So it's quite hard to keep a record of everything. But yeah, he definitely had some songs that he enjoyed. I used to as well put the classical radio on in the background. And although he said, "I don't like classical music," it always made him drift off to sleep, perhaps even more so than a story did. So he definitely enjoyed that.
Fantastic. Can you remember any particular pieces or composers that were
I think
you responded to?
Vivaldi and Beethoven as well, things like that. And then at Christmas, we'd put sort of Christmas carols on in the background, which was lovely. But now I can't really do that for him. So you do forget some of those things that you used to do.
Absolutely.
It's about 10
I
years
wonder
ago
if
now.
he would
Yeah.
remember. Do you think he might remember any particular lullabies? his childhood. It might be worth asking him whether anything has stuck with him from that time.
That's a really good idea, Mark. Thanks for that. I'm going to ask
That's
him later today and find out if he actually does remember. He might say yes, but he might be super embarrassed and say, "No, Mum, I don't remember anything at all."
Yeah, it can go either way, can't it? There, absolutely.
And Mark, do you have any top tips for parents at bedtime?
Well, I think it's really difficult because you have to strike a balance between being upbeat and trying to make everything exciting, but not being too exciting that you can't bring them back down and relax them after the routine is done, because that is the ultimate goal, is to get them into a state where they are ready to go to sleep. So we try everything from, we will have races at times. So I will start taking my socks off and say, "I bet I can take my socks off before you," and things like that. We will sometimes dance to the bathroom or run to the bathroom, or he will insist on standing on my feet, and I will walk him to the bathroom. So, but it is just anything that works. We have a list of tactics that we will try, and we will just run through them until one of them works, and usually one does eventually. And do you have
Brilliant.
any tips? Can you remember anything from that time that was particularly useful?
Yeah, I think that's my biggest tip as well. That would just be as creative as you can be with kids. Make it fun, make it enjoyable, because it goes by really quickly. And before you know it, they're a teenager who likes to play computer games and doesn't really like to interact in the same way as they did before. Although
Yes.
he still talks to me a lot, but we don't obviously have the same bedtime routine as when he was younger. Yes, it goes by very quickly. Mark,
Yes.
during today's podcast, we use some expressions. Would you mind sharing what those expressions mean?
Absolutely. So I mentioned stalling tactics, and the verb to stall means if you stall something, you delay it or prevent it from making progress. And so I think that that is often what children are trying to do, is delay the process, stay up as long as they can. I also mentioned being on your toes, and this is to do with directing all your attention and energy to what you are doing. So being very focused about what you are doing and being aware of everything and reacting to things in the right way. How about you? Do you have any particular vocabulary you used?
Yeah, thank you, Mark. So I used a phrasal verb, which is drift off, which means to gradually fall asleep, maybe to music, to a story, in a kind of relaxed sense. So to drift off. The other word I used was to have a lion, not a lion, a lion, which means to stay in bed for an extended period of time. Usually without an alarm, although it could be similar to snoozing in bed for an extra period of time. So usually at the weekends, you don't really want to get up so early, or at least I don't. So that's what a lion is.
Absolutely. I remember lions back in the day. I haven't had one for a long
Back in the
time.
day, you might get a lion if your son is similar to mine when he gets to being a teenager and he likes to have his lions. You can make the most of that, Mark, and do the same as I do
I can't wait. I can't wait.
now. It's one thing to look
Excellent.
forward to. But unfortunately, that is everything we have time for today. So it's been a pleasure chatting with you, Mark, on this topic. And thank you
And
to all
you.
our viewers, our listeners as well.
Excellent. Night night, everyone. Sleep tight.
Yeah, sleep tight.